What's going on, guys? Today is Sunday, September 11th, 2022. It's 9/11. And it's raining over here in Jersey. I guess it's appropriate for the date. You know, I wasn't going to do an episode today, unfortunately, because of what happened. I remember where I was on 9/11. I'm not sure a lot of you do, too, if you were around at the time. And, a lot of my fellow students, I was in school, a lot of my colleagues or whatever you want to call it, classmates, had parents who were in the towers at the time. Three of them did, actually, but luckily they all survived. But there was that time where they didn't know, we couldn't get a hold of anyone. The phones were down. It was just chaos. Legit chaos. Real quick before I start the show, I want to give a quick thank you to all first responders, all vets, everyone, especially that day who responded. And I know it was a lot of people that came out of town, out of state. A lot of departments, a lot of emergency response people came from all over the country to help out. And I truly want to say thank you to those who did that. I'm always going to say thank you, and I'm always grateful for that, because, you know, things have gotten a lot crazier, a lot worse. And we could have lost a lot more. But with that being said, I want to talk about today's episode. Now, today's episode is a little different. Today's episode takes us to Nevada. I've never been to Nevada. One day I plan to go. I always wanted to go to Vegas, you know, just to check it out, just to say you did it. You know, I heard they have great buffets and, you know, the shows are good, like Siegfried and Roy. I like to see that. Penn and Teller. I like seeing magic. I think I would enjoy it. I don't know. If you guys ever been to Vegas or you know, you have anything you recommend, any place you recommend, let me know. Hit me up at CJ Bronson Show on Twitter, at CJ Bronson Show on TikTok as well. And you guys know the website, cjbronsonshow.com, for all the links for the videos and the audios. But today's episode, yes, as a Democratic official in Nevada. Well, what's the problem with him? Well, he was accused of murdering a Las Vegas journalist who exposed his affair with a staffer. And that's just the beginning of the story, because there's twists and turns in this one. Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis was arrested on Wednesday, 5 days after Jeff Gerberman, a reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal, was fatally stabbed outside his home. Now, Robert Tellis, the public administrator, is 45. He's being held without bail and faces one count of murder with the use of a deadly weapon, according to online court records. City officials say that despite the murder charge, and this is the kind of like, you really are serious? Despite the murder charge, Tellis will remain in his elected role and continue to receive his six-figure salary until another person is elected. Let that sink in, guys. He's going to continue to get a six-figure salary and keep his job while in prison for murder? Okay, that sounds smart. That's a great idea. Good use of tax dollars. I'm sure all the voters are happy about that. City officials say that despite the murder charge, that will happen. Now, for now, he's still an elected officer, and he'll be paid while he's in jail, according to the Democratic Clark County Commissioner, Tick Siegerblom. German, 69 years old, had spent months reporting on complaints, more than one, that Tellis had an inappropriate relationship with a subordinate and oversaw an abusive workplace, saying it was, quote, turmoil. Tellis has, of course, denied those accusations. Now, the journalist was found dead on September 3rd, and sources say that DNA was discovered under Gurman's fingernails. Dun, dun, dun. But despite the evidence, Commissioner Siegelblom said Tellis could remain in his elected position of a public administrator in Clark County. Siegerblom added that the only action he believed the commission could take could be to order a recall vote, which would require a recall petition as well as gathering and verifying more than 100,000 signatures. Tellis lost his June primary, and election to choose his replacement was already in the works. Excuse me. Indigestion. The other option is that Tellis could resign. And why would you resign making six figures doing nothing? Tellis, who was elected as the county's public guardian in 2019, was also appointed to the board of Indigent Defense. I don't know how to say that word. Indigent. Indigent Defense. However, on Friday, he was removed from the board. Well, at least they took him off the board. That's good. quote, "We could take the scope of work away from him, but as far as him having the title and getting the salary, it is that way because the voters picked him," Seeger Blum added. I'm sure when the voters voted for him, they didn't vote for a murderer. They didn't vote for him to murder somebody. I'm sure they voted for him to do his job. And if you're unable to do your job because, I don't know, you're in prison for murder, why the hell are you getting paid? Why the hell are you around? Give it to someone else. Keep it moving. Why is this a, like, why is this a, really? This shouldn't even be a discussion. Telles appeared in court on Thursday, where Judge Elena Graham denied to grant him bail. However, if the judge decides to set bail for Telles, he's released pending trial, but he will not have access to county buildings, including his own office. Why would he not have access to county buildings or his office? Oh, that's right. He's a murderer. So if you don't have access to county buildings or your own damn office, how the hell are you going to do your job? Why would you continue to do your job? Why would we trust you with your job? You're supposed to serve the people, not serve the people a killing, a murder. Not murder them. Like, you know, that's not a different kind of serving. You're serving a knife into somebody. Telles appeared on court on Thursday. You know, again, prosecutors at the hearing said German had been stabbed 7 times, folks. You stabbed this dude 7 times? And the judge noted that the suspect's DNA was found under Gurman's fingernails and on his hands, which also had defensive wounds. Telles, Democrat, failed to win re-election following a series of stories written by Gurman that exposed the turmoil in his office and again claimed he had an affair with an employee, which Teller has continuously denied. But then it gets even wilder. Because even though Telles denies the accusations, saying the complaints were from, quote, disgruntled old-timers, a particularly damaging revelation came as German, however you pronounce it, published a video of him exiting a vehicle with his lover. Staffer Roberta Lee Kennett, 45 years old, left the back seat of the car at the same time as the official and can be seen pulling her skirt down. The clip was published by the late investigative reporter in May, and this is all according to the Daily Beast. Now, we also found out that Telles had been railing against Gurman for months, including in an angry series of messages on none other than social media, in which he's accused him of rifling through his trash and writing lying smear pieces about him. It's hard to make a lying smear piece when you're on video leaving the back seat of a car with a staffer who's pulling their skirt down. I mean, I've never worn a skirt, but I'm pretty sure, like, if the skirt... I mean, I guess the skirt could go up while you're driving or hitting a bump, or maybe it's a short skirt to begin with and you just naturally pull it down. I haven't seen the video to really give a full comment on it. If you guys have it or would like to tell me your thoughts on it, comment below, or again, let me know at CJ Bronson Show on Twitter. Da 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 da. Here we go. So, in the hours following Gurman's murder, his colleagues helped track down the suspect killer when they stalked out the suspect's home on Google Maps before finding that a red car matched a police description was parked in the driveway. Using the skills they learned from the late Gurman, the 5-person team sprung into action. Police later carried out a search warrant on the home, and his car was towed by midday on Wednesday. Now, the DNA of the now arrested public official, again, was found at the site of a Las Vegas investigative reporter's fatal stabbing. Gurman's colleagues searched online for Telles' address after the reporters recalled the nasty tweets sent by him to their dead colleagues. After long, they spotted the red GMC Yukon Denali parked in his driveway. It was there that they were able to snap pictures of the suspect washing the same red car. Brianna Erickson, 28, told the Daily Beast, quote, "We're just acting on instinct right now, aggressively trying to find out what happened. We've finally been able to breathe." Then by 6 p.m. on Wednesday, police had returned to Telles' home in tactical gear and surrounded the home while he was remaining inside. 30 minutes later, he's brought out, but on a stretcher, loaded into an ambulance. After being on the scene reporting while police arrested Tellis, Erickson said, quote, "Is this person going to harm themselves? Are we not going to have justice for Jeff?" And of course, he's innocent until proven guilty, but you know, the behavior's just very alarming. Speaking about the alleged affair that Gurman exposed during the work at the newspaper, she said, quote, "Any one of us could have reported the story. Any one of us could have, meaning the story could, you know, that you pursue could potentially lead to circumstances that are completely unforeseen while you're reporting it." Basically, he's saying, this lady is saying that if you report on news, you could be the next person to die or get killed or get injured, which is very true. I mean, you can get suicided very easily, too. You know, it's very possible. I think it's absolutely absurd. What do you guys think? Like, if you were living in this town, in Nevada, or in the state, and you heard that this person was going to jail for murder, wouldn't you be crazy, like, go wild and be like, yo, we need to get these 100,000 signatures. We got to replace this guy. I'm not paying no tax dollars for this dude to sit in prison or sit at home and do his job or lack thereof. Like, this guy, you know, massive amounts of evidence. And shout out to these five colleagues of Gurman to really go above and beyond. Talk about a friendship. Talk about some colleagues, man. I can't even name two people off the top of my head that I know in person who I see every day who would probably do as much as these people did in the last couple of hours. I can't. I mean, that's amazing. And I'm talking about prior work experience, current. So shout out to this. That's amazing. And I'm glad that they're looking out for one another. That's what we need these days. We need to look out for one another, and I've been preaching about that since day one. You know, you got to cover each other's back. You got to have your back and everyone else's back, because you never know what could happen. On a day like 9/11, that is that's a good take to have. You know, I remember when the towers were hit. You know, we all tried to come together and really try to console one another. At that time, we didn't know what was happening. There was no race involved. There was no ethnicity involved, no whatever, cool crowd, none of that existed. At that one point in time, we were all Americans, and we were all coming together trying to console one another. And during these difficult times that we're at right now, I think that's something that we need to remember, that, you know, we're in this society, we're in this country together, and the only way we're ever going to succeed is if we work together. Fighting with each other is not the way. I've always preached that. But at the same time, we're not going to be foolish, and we're going to keep something on us to defend ourselves with in case it gets real. Because it's always better to be safe than sorry, right? Anyway, guys, hit me up on CJ Bronson Show. Check out the website, cjbronsonstore.com. I got shirts, I got hats, I got all kinds of merch on there. Let me know if you have any comments or questions below. Like, follow, share, and be safe out there. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And don't forget, guys, I love y'all. All right, bye-bye.